Students at the University of Arizona are exploring solutions to address the nation's growing opioid crisis, and they think that they might have an answer. Don't prescribe them at all. The University of Arizona's Lindsay Chu, who just graduated, has been working with the lab's research director for a few years. And she recently returned from Washington, D.C., where she shared her research with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and she joins us. So, Lindsay, how did you get selected to go to D.C. to present this research?
So at the University of Arizona, we have an amazing undergraduate biology research program, and our program director, Dr. Carol Bender, at the time, she let all of the students know about this incredible opportunity. And so I had been working in Dr. Rajesh Khanna's lab at that point for 3 years, and so I figured applying and presenting the work of the lab and being able to represent this non-opioid novel pain therapeutic research would be a really great way to promote this work that's super translational and has a lot of value for our congressional representatives to learn more and hear more about.
Right. Okay. So tell us what it is that you presented.
Yeah. So in the Khanna Laboratory, we work on drug discovery for novel pain therapeutics. And at Capitol Hill, I had the opportunity to talk with our congressional representatives and their staffers in healthcare to have them learn more about what the work we're doing is in order to find non-opioid alternatives to the many drugs that are on the market but that have extremely adverse side effects because they are opioids.
Okay. Has this been sort of what you've been doing all throughout college, this research?
Yeah. So for the last 4 years in the Khanna Laboratory, I've had the opportunity to really learn and delve into mechanisms underlying pain and trying to understand how we can harness the body's own mechanisms and also protein signaling in the body in order to prevent pain signaling by disrupting some of those normal physiological responses that the body has.
So how did it feel to be able to present your work at this kind of young age? You just graduated from college here to the leaders of the country, to congressional representatives.
It was an amazing opportunity, and I'm just so honored to have had such an incredible chance to really speak. I think it shows that higher education and opportunities for students are extremely invaluable, and that I think for my conversations with congressional representatives, it was an easy ask through my own testimony to promote education and encourage them to continue not only financing research that will be able to change patient lives, but to continue supporting programs that will change students' lives and give them an opportunity like this and a platform to speak and really use their voice.
Yeah. What kind of response did you get? Did you get to talk one-on-one with any of them?
Yes, I was really fortunate and got to speak with Senator Jeff Flake one-on-one. I think he really does acknowledge that there is a major opioid crisis and that it's something that congressional representatives really need to work on creating more legislation for. This was a similar response to some of the other offices that I spoke to. I also was able to meet with Senator John McCain's office, Representative Rahul Grijalva's office, Representative McSally's office, and it was really just a great chance to connect with representatives from really all over the state of Arizona and to represent our state and show that higher education here really does enable students to learn more about basic science research, to ask some of the hard questions, and to be able to learn from faculty members and then kind of bring that onto the national platform. There's a saying, if a tree falls in the forest, but no one's there to hear it, did it really fall? And I think it's the same thing with science. If the experiments have been run, but nobody knows about it, did that discovery really take place? And so I think as scientists, both at the student level and the faculty level, we have this obligation to talk to the general public, explain some of the research that we're doing, and show them what the implications are for everyday life.
All right. Lindsay Chu, she just graduated from the University of Arizona with a major in neuroscience and cognitive science, and she just got back from Washington, D.C., where she presented some of her research to congressional representatives. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.